Okay, let's unpack this. If you're serious about growing your website's authority, but struggling to get those really high-value backlinks, this deep dive is for you. We've been digging into material from the Marketing Tutor, who are genuine specialists in link building.
You really are.
And our mission today is to figure out the biggest benefits of these special resource pages and how they can, really speed up your growth online.
That's right. The core idea here, which I think the Marketing Tutor lays out so well, is that these pages act like a kind of digital lighthouse.
A lighthouse.
Yeah, they guide users who are already looking for the best, most credible info, and they bring them right to your doorstep. They're like these essential hubs in the online world.
Okay, so let's define that in really simple terms. A resource page is basically just a well-put-together collection of links and info all about one topic.
A helper page, basically.
Right, but how does the Marketing Tutor say this is different from, just old-school link dumping, the kind of thing that search engines hate?
Ah, that's a crucial distinction. What they emphasize is all about quality and structure. A really good resource page isn't just a list. It has these carefully curated lists of top-tier links.
Okay.
It's also regularly updated, so it's not stale. And maybe most importantly, it has clear categorization. That helps search engines understand what it's all about.
And that's where it gets really interesting, right? Because when you get your link on one of those pages, that endorsement, what does it actually do for your website?
It's like a massive digital vote of confidence. I mean, when a site that's already trusted links to you, it tells search engines like Google that your content is also reliable.
So it's a stamp of approval.
A huge stamp of approval. It directly boosts your site's authority, and when that happens, your rankings start to climb across the board.
So we're not just talking about getting a few more clicks. This is about fundamentally changing how search engines see you.
Exactly. And that leads to better traffic, sustained traffic, because you're attracting people who are genuinely interested in what you have to say.
And I noticed the Marketing Tutor identifies as local specialists. They support small businesses and startups across the UK.
They do, and that's a great point. It shows these big benefits aren't just for massive global companies. They apply just as much to local efforts.
So how does a local business even start with this? I mean, are they looking for the same kind of pages as a huge brand?
Sort of, but on a different scale. Instead of massive global lists, you're targeting, say, local industry guides or university pages, maybe even your local Chamber of Commerce resource section.
So you find the trusted lighthouse in your own community.
You got it. The principle is exactly the same.
Okay, so that sounds great, but where does the average person listing even start? What are the actionable steps?
Right, you need a strategy. First, the material says you have to identify relevant resource pages. Find ones that align with your content.
And they have to be active, I assume.
Oh, absolutely. Second, you have to create high-quality, valuable content, something that really solves a problem for someone.
And then the hard part.
The outreach, yeah. You reach out to the page curators, and this is key with a personalized message.
So we're not just sending a cold email saying, "Hey, link to me." We're offering them something.
Precisely.
Yeah.
You're offering them a digital gift, really. You show them how your unique content makes their existing collection even better. You emphasize that mutual benefit.
And I guess that means you have to track everything to see if it's working.
You must remember to track your results. Look at referral traffic, look at your response rates. That's how you know if the hard work is paying off and supporting real scalable growth.
So this deep dive really shows that using these helper pages isn't just about links. You're building trust and authority one step at a time.
It's foundational. But here's a final thought to mull over. Since everyone wants a spot on these pages, how can you use unique insights or maybe some original data in your content to make your submission just completely stand out? How do you capture that curator's attention and basically guarantee you get that stamp of approval?